So now, Nectar Devotion. We're reading the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ongoing discussion of Vibhav, which is 200 pages, which may last about 100 kartiks. I hope you'll be here. Or at least your children will be here to represent you, or your grandchildren. My grandchildren will be representing me. So all the grandchildren will get together. Oh, I think my great-great-grandfather used to sit here in Kartik here at Nectar Devotion. Because that's what Prabhupada's grandchildren tell. My godbrothers have grandchildren, as you well know. And they say, oh, you know, my grandfather, he sat in Kartik and Sevakunj in 1972. 72? What is that? We're born in 2025. You know, the kid, a grandson. It's 1972, that's thousands of years ago. Yeah, he heard from his great-grandfather. I mean, my grandfather, he sat in Vrindavan and Kartik and Sevakunj for 1 month, and he heard his Gurudev, you know, the founder, the Param-Param-Padyapad, founder of ISKCON, Param-Paratara Guru, A.C. Shilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He sat for 1 month and he heard Nectar Devotion. Really? Wow. And now, yeah, now you're hearing it too. Yeah, the same thing. Oh, it goes on like this. So it's not out of the question. 100 years from now, your great-grandchildren will be hearing this. Yes? Give you a vivid example. So this is the quality of Krishna, number 13, Pratibhanvita. Pratibhanvita. Sadyo Navanavaleki Gyanam Syat Pratibhavita, Pratibhanvita. This is the definition of the quality given by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. Pratibhanvita means possessed with creativity. Means a very creative person. This is one of Krishna's 64 qualities. The means immediate novel manifestation of ideas. That the person who's very creative, he can immediately manifest novel ideas. So there's a description of that. 164. And Prabhupada, he defines that as, because he doesn't want to confuse us. This was written in 1969 when Prabhupada came to turn the hippies into happies. He said, I've come to turn the hippies. He said, why have you come to Haight-Ashbury to preach to the hippies? They asked him about 67. He said, I've come to turn the hippies into happies. Happy people. Happy devotees. So Krishna has this quality that he's very clever. So then, and then what's an example of that? Well, here's the example. Paravati vrachanena gavam kalapam. Gopangana ganamapanga tarangitainha mitrani chitatara sangara vikramena dinvanna rishta bayadena harir vireje dinvanna rishta bayadena harir vireje. This song was spoken by the Brijvasis, Krishna's Parishads. Because this is what Brijvasis do whenever they work. Not work, but whenever they do seva, whenever they churn butter, whenever they're doing anything, they always make a poem. It's described in Bhagavatam. Whenever Yashoda was churning butter, she would sing the glories of Krishna by composing a poem in Brajabhasha, her own language. She would make up a poem. She would sing, my lala, this, that, and churn yogurt and the butter before sunrise in her house in Nandagram. And she would sing this beautiful poetic Brajabhasha's song about Krishna stealing butter or this and that. So this was their habit. This was their devotional outpouring to glorify Krishna all the time in beautiful Brajabhasha poetry. So this is one such poem, but this is Sanskrit. Krishna gives bliss to all the cows by composing cowherd songs. So Krishna sings songs to entertain the cows. That's what I said, right? I said he gives bliss to the cows by composing songs. That means he sings to the cows. Oh, Gomata, you're so nice. You're so sweet and so soft and you smell so nice. And you're so kind and gentle and you give us such nice milk. But sometimes you give me a hard time also. have to run here and there after you. I say, ah, come back, Davali, Davali, Shavali. I play my Vamshi. I say, Davali, Shavali, Hamsi, Chandani, come back. And you wave your tail and say, no, you have to chase me. You wave your tail and you have to chase me. I want to see how much you love me. So I call you with my flute and you don't come. I put my flute inside my dhoti and I run after you. Then I put my arm around you and say, I pull your ear and say, why do you make me chase you? And you just look at me and smile. It's love. It's vatsali love. It's motherly love. Parental love. The child runs from the mother. The mother runs after the child. Sometimes the mother runs and until the mother runs until the child catch me. You never seen. You ever been a mother? They play with their children. Okay, you catch me when he's learning to walk. And she runs. He goes, hop. So the mother cow loves her son Krishna. So she says, oh, my son, try to catch me. Is that right? They have love for each other, like mother and son. So much love the cows have for Krishna that they're thinking, oh, I wish Krishna was like really my son. Because he can't just be like my own son because he's a human being. And I'm a cow, a guy. So Krishna says, no, no, don't be distressed. Then Krishna becomes calf. He arranges for Brahma to steal all the, Brahma to steal all the calves. That was a leela to instruct Indra and all of us not to be proud. And it was a leela, is antar leela and bahir leela. A bahir leela was shiksha. Antar leela was ras. Antar leela is rasam. And bahir leela is shiksham, tattva. So, with Yashoda, he was relishing ras. Vatsalya rati, vatsalya ras. And with the cows, he was relishing vatsalya ras by becoming their calf. So this is Krishna. The cowards are saying, he gives bliss to all the cows by composing coward songs. He pleases the gopis by the movements of his eyebrow. Because cows, animals like sound. They're not so subtle. You can just move your eyes and you pick it up. Deer like a flute. Cows like to hear your voice. Hear your voice. You can't just move your eyebrows and make the cows happy. The gopis, you can speak to them and thrill their hearts. You can simply move your eyebrow and thrill their hearts. Because there's more subtle communication in the higher species and higher forms. And without moving anything, just move your heart and you can communicate your heart to someone. Just be here and that person is far away. You can just send your heart vibration to them. They feel, ah, she's thinking of me. Then you call up, hello? I was thinking of you. I know, I felt your heart vibration. This is when two are united deeply in love. Bodies, mind, heart. Love transcends time. Love transcends space. Love has its own means of communication. It doesn't depend on microwave, telephone, telex, email. Oh, my guru never gives me any instructions. My guru never sent me any letters. You know, I'm one of the newcomers. I'm not one of the intimate devotees. You know, always walking with Gurudev, always talking to Gurudev, always asking 10,000 questions, and always doing 10,000 nothings. There's a guru that based his entire mission on this principle of internal communication. That's called the power of internal communication, heart-to-heart communication, guru to shishya, Krishna to bhakta, Krishna to jiva, lover to lover. Here's the example that was given to prove that Krishna's creative. It's from Padyavali by Rupa Goswami. There's a conversation between Radha and Krishna. Radha said, this shows how at the spur of the moment, Krishna can create. In my 64 qualities, I define all these qualities. Number 13, Pratibandhita. On the spur of the moment, Krishna can create novel and interesting speeches. And so that's an example. Radha said to Krishna, where do you stay now? Like, where are you staying now? You meet someone. Oh, where are you living now? The word Radha Nivas, means where you're living, where you're residing, where's your home. Where are you staying now? And Krishna replies, oh Radha, with bewitching eyes, can you not see that I am wearing my cloth, Vasam? Because Vasa and Vasam. So she's saying, where do you live? Like, where is your house? The word Vasa. He's taking Vasa to mean clothes. Say, so I'm living in my clothes. So you see me, I'm wearing something. I'm living in me, I'm inside these clothes. The clothes are the house of my body. And the home is the house of my body also. So then Radha says, oh, how crafty you are. I'm talking about your house, not your cloth. I'm talking about that vasa, not that vasa. Then Krishna said, oh, you're asking me where is my vasa? Where do I reside? Oh, Radha, with sweet natural aroma, oh, Gandharvika, I am fragrant by touching your body. Vasa means also fragrance. So where do I live? I live in your aroma. That's where I live. When I embrace you, I smell your beautiful, sweet, naturally sweet-smelling form, transcendental form, which smells like lotus and camphor and sandalwood and kunkum. And that's so satisfying. That's where I live. Aha, yeah, that's where I stay. Oh, cheater, where did you stay last night? Obviously, she's trying to find out. I was in the kunj all night. That was my vasa. Where was your vasa? Where was your vasa last night when you're supposed to have your vasa and my vasa? You're supposed to be living with me. She says, I was with you. I'm wearing your cloth. See, I have yellow cloth. That means I'm with you. Oh, yeah, you're with me. Then she says, no, I didn't mean that. I meant your resonance. No, I'm in your aroma because my cloth still has the aroma when I met you at Radhakund yesterday. You crap. I'm not saying that, you cheater. That's what he said, you cheater. I'm saying, where did you spend the night with what gopi? Obviously, this is a conversation when Radharani's in Mon, heavy Mon. So he's trying to, one way they break Mon Bhanga, one way they break Mon is Krishna tries to pacify Radharani. Oh, it's okay, you know, ha, 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 ha. Get out of here with your cheap flattery. I'm asking you a specific question. Where were you last night? Ba, 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 ba. In your fragrance? Would you believe? How about cloth? You not. Ciao! So what does Prabhupada say? Prabhupada says that this 13th quality, he called it genius. He says, creativity means immediate novel manifestation of ideas. And Prabhupada says, a person is called a genius when he can refute any kind of opposing element with newer arguments. In this connection is a statement of Padyavali and the following conversation between Krishna and Radha. In Prabhupada, because there's one, as I said, to actually translate effectively Rasika Shastras, you have to have full knowledge of all these things and realization. You have to be at the level of bhava. Because bhava gives you bhav drishti, vision. Antar darshan, antar drishti. Just like our Gita Wala. Who was that Gita person? Saw the everything. Sanjay. Sanjay had bhav. So he had bhav, so he could see antar drishti. He could see everything in his heart, playing in his heart. He could see lila. He was having lila drishti in his heart. Yes, he was seeing Krishna lila in his heart. Yes, Kurukshetra's lila, and bhav drishti. So very accurate, clear. How do they feel? What do they look like? Where are they positioned? Who's where? So Prabhupada could translate and see into the translation by his bhav drishti. So the translation we get here says pratibandhita means immediate novel manifestation ideas. And then there's a Sanskrit verse. This is what's in the Sanskrit. You read the Sanskrit Nectar Devotion, you'll see this. Yes? So this is a translation. Where did you say that's that? But what's reading between the lines, what's the context of this conversation? Where is it being spoken? When is it being spoken? Why is it being spoken? What are the anabhavs and vyavachari bhavs? That's called realization. Shastra nipun, expertise in shastra, shastra vigyan. But bhav gives vigyan. Bhakti shastra, you cannot get vigyan without bhav. And you cannot get bhav without surrender. That's why professors, they know very deeply bhakti shastra, inside and out. But they haven't realized it because they don't follow it and they don't taste it. Professors know Chaitanya Charitamrita inside out. Ramananda Sambhag, he said this, then Prem Bhavart, then Prem this, that. They'll tell you everything. Indology classes, Hindology classes, Hinduism and university, Switzerland, America, Europe, Harvard. I went to some Indology classes 40 years ago. That they don't have Bhav. No Sharanagati. So no Vigyan, realization. So this is what we see here. So what is so much important to read side by side. This is Nectardosha in Sanskrit as it is. But now listen to what Prabhupada says. Very minutely you should read Prabhupada's books in a comparative way. Then you see how much realization comes through. Bhav and realization. He says like this. One morning. One morning is not there. Are you listening? Are you with me? Sanskrit doesn't, it says an example from Padyavali. Oh Krishna, where do you stay now? It doesn't say where that conversation is, when it is or whatever. It's one morning. One morning means Pratak, means Nishant, means Pratak Lila. Juncture Nishant and Pratak. Means like 3:36, 4 o'clock in the morning before sunrise. 4 to 6 is before sunrise. It's Pratak, but it's the overlapping of Nishant. Radharani's been in Nikunja all during Ratri Lila, Nishant. Now Krishna comes stumbling in before sunrise because he has to be back at sunrise, 6 o'clock in Nandagaon. And she has to be in Yavat or Varsana. One morning, in Nidiban, and we can just fill in the details if we have any Bhav. The Prabhupada says, one morning when Krishna came to Radha. So how does Krishna come to Radha in the morning? She lives with her husband in the morning. He lives with his mother. Yes? Go like this, yes. So he can only come to Radha if he's with Radha, which is only with Radha in the morning in Kunj. Later she comes and cooks, she's in the kitchen. He's being served by Yashoda in Nandagram. That's at 8 o'clock. That's not morning anymore, it's a different time. One morning when Krishna came to Radha, Radha asked him, my dear Keshava, where is your vasa at present? The Sanskrit vasa has three meanings. One meaning is residence, one meaning is fragrance, another meaning is dress. Actually, Radharani inquired from Krishna, where is your dress? But Krishna took the meaning as residence, and he replied to Radharani, my dear captivated one, at the present moment, my residence is in your beautiful eyes. Prabhupada has his own view angle also. To this, Radharani replied, my dear cunning boy, I did not ask you about your residence. I inquired about your dress. Krishna then took the meaning of vasa as fragrance and said, my dear fortunate one, I have just assumed this fragrance in order to be associated with your body. Then Srimati Radharani again inquired from Krishna, where did you pass your night? So now Prabhupada is getting to the point, the translation which I presented. My whole translation and presentation of this verse, which was elaborated from the book, was it was in the Nikunja Lila, and he was late, and it was in Man, remember? It was all directed in a different way, taking the vas in a different way. Now finally, Prabhupada lets the cat out of the bag, it gets more and more intimate. Now you understand the specifics. Srimati, again, where did you pass your night? So now, first Prabhupada is taking 2 points of saying residence, but she actually meant night all the time. The exact Sanskrit word used in this word is yamin, yamin yamushita. Yamin yam means at night. Ushita means to pass. Krishna however divided the word yamini yamushita into two separate words, namely yamin ya and mushita. By dividing this word into two, it came out to mean that he was kidnapped by yamini or night. Krishna therefore replied to Radharani, my dear Radharani, is it possible that the night can kidnap me? So therefore, I didn't arrive in your kunja at night to spend the night with you in Ratri Lila and confidential Rati Keli, but the night kidnapped me and somehow that night was named Chandravali and took me to Gauri Kund and Gauri Tirtha, and I spent the night with the night who is named Chandravali, which means moon. In this way, Krishna was evading Radharani's direct line of questions. Prabhupada says, in this way he was answering all the questions of Radharani so cunningly that he gladdened this dearest of gopis. So Krishna, Prabhupada is taking it to mean that she was very happy to hear his cunning statements because Prabhupada is favoring Krishna here. So this is a beautiful description of Krishna's quality. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.